All right, we'll jump right into this. Welcome everybody. This is the City Council meeting August 10th at 7 o'clock. Please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Roll call.
Councilmember Tony Atherley,
Here.
Councilmember Raylene Maxfield,
present.
Councilmember Tom Nederberg,
Here.
Mayor Robert Jenkins,
Present.
Councilmember Kimberly Clements,
Here.
Councilmember Charles Davis.
All right, we'll open it up to citizen comments. Keep being awesome. Keep your business open. Thank you for being awesome. You're here. It makes a difference. Thank you.
Well, since everyone said nothing.
Thank you. All right, we'll just jump right into it. Shay's not here. He won't be here until next time. Review of the bids. We already did that last time.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the bid of Whitaker Construction for our booster pump reconstruction.
For the amount of
for 164,350.
I second that.
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Tony Atherley.
Aye.
Councilmember Raylene Maxfield.
Aye.
Councilmember Tom Nederberg.
Aye.
Councilmember Kim Clements.
Aye.
Councilmember Charles Davis.
Thank you, everyone. That move in and get shovels in the ground. I will be in Dugway most of the day tomorrow, but I will try to keep my phone on me to. That would probably be best because there's a lot of places on that base where I do not have cell signal. All right. And then, like I said in the last meeting, the WUI ordinance map isn't done yet. We'll hopefully have that by next time and be able to get that put together. I know that the Recreation Committee's numbers have jumped significantly, but I haven't seen the
New members, do we have a list of the new members for the Recreation Committee, Patricia?
I don't. I've heard people talking that there are new members, but I've never received any applications.
So we can just table that. And
Yeah, we'll table that
maybe
till
Chuck
Chuck
can be
is
here.
here. Consent agenda.
Perfect. I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Awesome. Board of Officers, Recreation Committee's not here. Planning and Zoning.
Okay, so yeah, the only thing that I have is, and we just haven't had a meeting, so it's Wednesday. And that was the, we discussed this in the last meeting about updating the policy. I believe it was the annexation policy. So I will discuss that with the planning and zoning on Wednesday. And
Do you want me to have Shay draft something for you,
yeah, he
or?
was going to send a template.
Yeah. So the state has changed things, and so the annex, what we have, regardless of what we have, has to be changed and updated. And so he will get that. I will email him and just see where he's at with that, and then I'll make sure you get a copy of that. But yeah, so it whatever we have right now is irrelevant. It has to be updated because the state changed stuff. So he'll get that sent over, and then I'll make sure you have that so you can look at it. So,
And will it be possible to get it before Wednesday? Okay,
yep,
perfect.
I will
Thank you.
email him or call him, one or the other, but I'll get it before Wednesday.
That's all I have.
Awesome. Thank you. Charles is not here. Kim, anything else? Okay, Tom.
You said you were going to talk to the two companies about computers. I was just going to kind of pre-look. What are we interested in? Chromebooks or
I'm partial to Asus myself.
as a Chromebook or as a PC?
I use this for all city
What
options.
is it, a PC or is it a Chromebook?
It's a PC.
Okay. That's what I just
Windows
wanted.
based. Android. Ugh.
I just wanted to know what to look at.
I think that that's
I think
actually.
PCs are a better option. It has a few more features that are.
I will just say you can't do much on a Chromebook that's official. Just saying.
Okay.
I think PC is the.
Yeah, I think go for looking
Do you
at
want a
PCs.
Chromebook?
Isn't that what I have now?
Yeah.
I hate this thing. I'm sorry, but
Nope, I'm with you, and I want to get new laptops for planning and zoning, recreation, city council, because Chuck was telling me that his laptop doesn't hold a charge. Doesn't make any sense to try to pass these down. I think we just get something
no, it
else.
is.
But at the same time, I've been trying for ever trying to get a device manager. Because we did have a tablet that was set up by the previous council, and it was set up with a personal email that nobody has anymore, and it bricked that device. So we have a paperweight. So I think it would be better to have a device manager that when somebody leaves the committee, we can just save their data, wipe it out, and give that device to a new person.
I mean, I'll use whatever, right? I mean, I haven't had any issues with this
It
particular
sucks.
computer, Chromebook, whatever you want to call it. I don't even call it a computer. It's a Chrome thing. I'll use whatever, but I don't really care for it.
Okay.
I know Tom likes them.
I want an Apple, but you know,
With you. I'm with you.
what can I can work with any of them.
I don't like Mac and trash personally.
I like an apple. Any votes?
You personalize it to.
So that's something we could look at as well as, because there and it's like a, I don't know how much you want to spend per unit.
I think I picked this up for like $300.
And this was
Bought purely for me to do city stuff on.
yeah, I think a reasonable one is going to be $500-$600. I mean, I'm not saying that's not reasonable, but I'm just you know, why by the time you consider RAM and all the longevity and things like that, that
Something that we can
yeah.
use through the years.
So I just wanted to get that so I know, and knowing that we might also be passing them on, you know, so. And then if we do get them, then we have these that we need to figure out what we're going to do with, if we're going to surplus or if we're going to do anything with them.
So the recreation committee. When really official documents, I say use them to let them have them.
That's something to consider. What, yeah. So that's what do we do with these?
I
So
mean,
just.
based on the fact that there are several that don't hold charges, their age, there's lots of complaints about them.
Yeah. No, they're definitely at the bottom.
You can't throw them away. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying throw them away. We have the abilities to surplus stuff. We've
Right.
got tools and stuff down at the shop that we need to surplus already. I think there's an entire truck down there that we need to surplus. But we could also donate them. I know that there's a resident in town that does a what is it, she call it the rage room. But
I'm sure between rec committee, planning and zoning,
we can find a use for it.
job, yeah, I'm sure we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they probably get a battery or get the charger port changed on them, even for a less amount than buying everybody a new device. Just make sure our new computers are upgradable so we don't have, like, I bought a new laptop about a year and a half ago, and then all of a sudden I had to upgrade to Windows, whatever, 11, and it
Have
wouldn't
a lot of
upgrade.
control over that.
So,
Well, everything's built so it won't upgrade now. So that's just the way it is. So you kind of decide how far you want to buy it out to the future and buy that upfront. So that's I'm just thinking. All right, that's all I have.
thank you, Raylene. Other than the booster station.
booster station. Right now, the sewer station is running well, which is great. I think that's, I mean, that's about all. We do need to talk about what we're going to do as far as conferences and stuff. Not necessarily right now, but to put that on the radar because that's coming up quickly.
Yeah, so I pulled myself from the water conference. That's why there's no costs in front of us, is I've burned through my entire complement of PTO hours, so I have to rebuild so that I can spend more time on city stuff between fire, all the meetings. It's a lot.
And like I said, it doesn't need to be done now, but it needs to be done soon because it's coming up very soon. It's in a month. No,
It's the end of
to
this month.
the end of this month, beginning of next month, I guess,
Yeah, so
technically.
it's I actually asked about this today. It's the 31st
The
to the
second.
2nd is the water conference.
August.
Yeah, so the end of this month
So it's
into
like in 2 weeks.
one to two.
Yeah,
It
but we
is.
have one more meeting between now and then.
Does Tyler need any certification CEU credits?
He's going to get his credits and work on his cross connection for the credits. So,
Anybody else need to go then?
I'm going to go. But I don't know if anyone else is doing that. There's also the ULCT conference in October. So, like I said, it's not.
I got those two backwards. I thought that the water conference was in October.
No. So that's, and that might be something that more people are interested in going to. And like I said, it's October, so we have a little more time.
I think Charlie and I were both interested in going that, and you have a never, you're a new council member.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I've had a lot going on between
So,
work and getting married. So I'll hit one or two next year or whatever.
took an arrow to the knee.
So I think we can fill out the grant application and see if we can get you two paid for that. So yeah, just something to kind of put on the radar and start thinking about. Those are the fall ones are coming up, and
Probably need to do that really quick on this if we're going to go for scholarships for two people.
Yes. So
So.
Shay sent me the stuff. I just wasn't sure who was planning to go, who wanted to go, so that we could fill that out. So.
That Tom says it has some good information. I'll confirm with Charlie.
Is good information.
I'll confirm with Charlie and then I'll get back with you tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks. I think that's everything.
Thank you. Tony, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
I'm actually going to invite the Historical Society secretary up to talk about the conference that he's going to. And maybe the exhibit that's being set up at the museum.
I'm Bradley Winger. I'm the secretary of the Historical Society. This coming September, I'm going to the Utah Museums Association and Western Museums Association conference in Salt Lake. I'm going to learn about curation and how to curate museums. We're working on a new exhibit in the depot. We're going to have a UV light exhibit where we can create the minerals to glow essentially if they have that capability. So that's one new exhibit we're working on. We just moved all of the life exhibits essentially, so things that would have been in people's homes, we moved those all into the old city hall to kind of make that cohesive and move all of the life of Eureka into the old city hall and make the depot more mining oriented. So those are the things we're kind of working on, and I'm going to this conference to kind of gather more information to help us
Is there a
get our
cost to
mission.
the conference?
There was, but I received a scholarship to
Okay,
go.
that's good.
So that was covered for me. Hotel, everything was covered. So
Oh,
I'm super
excellent.
excited. So
A couple days.
it's 4 days.
4 days at the Salt Palace.
Up at the Marriott
Oh,
in
up
Salt
at the
Lake.
U. The Marriott up there on the hill by the U. Oh, it's really nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
My band played there. We played for some Lebanese weddings. I'm going to tell you, that's fun.
Oh, that would be fun. So, but yeah, that's kind of what we're working on. And we've got our auction for the Jubilee. We're super excited. We're getting ready for that as well. And we're ready to party this weekend. So that's everything I've got.
Hey, Brad, if you need help with your UV light exhibit, my dad owns a rock shop in Orem and they have a huge setup. I'm sure he'd be happy to do it if you need some rock and mineral.
Yeah, I'll get in contact with you if there's
Yeah.
anything we need. So. Okay. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be fun. So, but anyway, thank you guys.
So the Historical Society is not technically a part of the city government. I don't know when they separated, but they did separate at some point. But I feel it's important to try to involve them, and because I think it's good for our citizens to be able to hear about some of the things that they're doing. Because they occupy a couple of buildings downtown, and I did have a conversation with Doug Meadows about the old mining location, the chief mining pad. He's interested in having that donated. It's a big ask. Like one more thing that I'm working on. I did help Shippo before taking office with securing that structure. There's still a lot of history preserved inside there. It would be awesome if we could get that shared with the community and another reason for people to stop.
If we could get that donated and acquire that and then get more donated mining equipment placed up there, I think that would be amazing. I mean, that would be a good draw to our community for visitors.
I agree with that.
Yeah, look at the Ogden Railroad Station they have up there. I mean, they have a huge thing, and tons of people go see that every year.
I did also have a conversation with Spence Tanson. He'd be interested in donating some lumber to re-erect the headframe that used to stand above City Hall up
Back
here.
here.
Last I checked, a lot of its remnants are still there. But there is interest in standing that one back up, trying to preserve, like I said, preserving history here is paramount.
Well, getting that one up would make it much more photographic. You know, I mean, it's nice to have one, but those two looked really good in old photographs.
Even this one, it's the end of town. I've confirmed with the county recorder. That one actually falls within city limits, so we can take action to help the historical society preserve it if we want to try somehow to try to get power over there, put a camera on it. It's part of why I've made such an effort to address that house at the end of town. It received a lot of, it still has a lot of graffiti on it. Some of the exterior stuff I've covered up. It's right across the road. It doesn't take a bright child to be like, I'm going to vandalize this and that. So I feel like it's very important to try to address those, try to get ahead of it.
So if we get electricity, maybe we can put a webcam on it, put a site on our website, and have it so that people just look at the head frame
That
live.
would be awesome.
I mean, that'd be crazy, but people look at other things.
I've seen that the Historical Society has actually put like a solar panel over there so that they can put lights on it. And I think it would be awesome if the city could come up with a way to assist them with lighting that up. It's literally that head frame is on all our paperwork, and everything the city does includes some kind of head frame. So I think that it would be awesome if the city at least helped preserve it and maybe add more to it.
We should put one at the top of town and one at the bottom.
The head frames. Well, there's already one at the bottom of town, and there is actually one kind of back up behind the fire station. There's still one back there. I think that one still has elevators
That's
connected
the
to it.
beef number two.
Chief two, yeah. I think that
That's
if
the
we can,
metal, right?
yeah. So if we could
That one would look really good painted orange.
Can we get it like metallic so it'll glisten in the sun?
Camouflage. I just thought that'd be funny. Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's already one there. I think it's just a matter of if we can, again, something else that can, if we can get it donated to the city and have the city take responsibility for it, preserve it. There's a lot more to that conversation. Because usually when you acquire something like that, you acquire what's underneath it. But this entire town's undercut. But the state is working on a bill that they're actually doing more or less a trial run on that's allowing entities to take responsibility for what's above and not be responsible for what's below. So I'm trying to be very cautious and conscious about what I sink our feet into. And then my town hall last month was taken over. The time slot was taken over by the Recreation Committee. They needed to City Hall for that. My plan is to still have mine the last Friday of the month. And that's all I got.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Record time.
Thank you, guys.